Authorities of the University of Ghana have dismissed a student and suspended six others for 2 years. These students are alleged to have molested Amina Haruna, the lady accused of stealing a laptop on the university campus. The president of the National Union of Ghana Students, NUGS, Hamza Suhini, however, says the decision by the authorities of the school is an affront to fundamental human rights and the rule of law. He spoke to Kingsley Obentire.
We are aware that when this particular issue broke out, the first step that was taken by those who matter as far as the university sector is concerned was quickly to refer this particular issue to the university police station, upon which those individuals who were identified or purported to have committed that particular crime were quickly sent to the police station and they were arraigned before court, I think the following month or so. So one would have expected that the court processes should have been allowed to go through, upon which the university would now step on to carry out any punishment that if indeed there was a need for any punishment, but to have gone this way is just unfortunate, to say the least.
Have you had any representation from the students concerned?
Not at all, and that is our worry as well. You know, when matters of this nature at least arises, it is important for us to have that student perspective to the whole investigation process. And if that is missing in the process of investigation, then be rest assured that at the end of the day, the students would not be duly represented. In any case, if these students are still before the courts of Ghana, courts we all have confidence in, a process we enacted by the 1992 Constitution to ensure that at the end of the day, it is pivotal in the dispensation of justice in our country. And these students of the University of Ghana are before these spread processes that we are supposed to have confidence in as a nation. Then what is the haste in the universities at least trying to mete out punishment to these kind of students who are currently before the court? So these are our concerns. And for those of us at the National Union of Ghana Students, I sincerely feel that this is an affront to the rule of law as far as our country is concerned. And most importantly, it is just an affront to the fundamental human rights of these students concerned.
President of NUGS, Hamza Suhini. Reacting to the issue, the acting director of public affairs of the University of Ghana, Stella Amoa, said though the case is before the court, the authorities acted based on the rules and regulations of the school.
We have various committees for the various categories of people at the university, and there is a disciplinary committee for junior members of the University of Ghana. So this committee was tasked to investigate the allegations, and they've submitted their report, and some students have been found that they played various roles in the sexual assault and molestation, and six students have been suspended for 4 semesters starting from the 2011-2012 academic year, and one student has been dismissed from the university.
What's really informed the decision?
Well, you know the case of this lady who was sexually assaulted on April 30th. After that, a committee was set up to find out what happened, after which there was the report went to a disciplinary committee, and the disciplinary committee submitted its report to the vice chancellor. And these persons have been found to have played roles. So definitely, they have been found culpable. And that is what the university is applying to the new sanctions.
The students are saying that they do agree, perhaps there's been a breach. But that same case is also in court. So this might be prejudicial. Is that the case?
I do not think so. I think we ought to make this very clear, that the University of Ghana has its own rules and regulations for junior members. What is before the court is a criminal case, and the laws of the land will apply to in respect of a criminal case. What the university is doing is administrative. That is, I think the university is within its rights to apply whatever sanctions administratively. What is before the courts, the university has no business in that.
Acting Director of Public Affairs of the University of Ghana, Stella Amoa, talking to Kingsley Obentire.